Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the TGIF edition. Although today, Dominic, today is the day the Devil Radio dies.
Wah, wah, wah. Crudy, man, it's today. It's Friday. It's a good day. Evan on the board, our fair audience. Don't worry. The brand of Devil Radio, this Madison radio station, its icon of resistance. While the brand may change, the Devil's Advocates, our Twitter handle, at Devil Radio, will live on forever. Until Elon Musk pulls us off.
You know what else, Tom?
What?
Don't tell Sage. Don't tell my partner. I'm keeping the back door on Alexa. If you tell Alexa, enable Devil Radio, and then play Devil Radio, Alexa forevermore will give you a back door to the greatest radio show ever. You're listening right now. We appreciate you doing so. Dom, we got some big news. Not just the dying of the Devil Radio brand, because it will live forever in our hearts. And I've got a little swag to give away today. Some Devil Radio knit golf shirts.
Ooh.
Two fancy. Larges and a double XL for Wisconsin-sized people. So, Dominic, today, at some point today, I'll give away arbitrarily some Devil Radio collectors only. Because the brand dies today, but it will live on in your heart and perhaps your wardrobe as well.
Oh, it might be worth something someday.
844-967-2789. It will require the delivery of banana bread, perhaps a loose joint or two, or something clever on the phones. That'd be a good start. So you can be a part today. And Dom, we got a fine comedian joining us in hour number two. Did we mention... Got the Cripes cast rolling out around here on Saturdays on the Civic Media Network. Charlie Behrens. I'm not sure. Is he Manitowoc's own? I know he does the Manitowoc Minute, but is he from Manitowoc?
I'm not clear, man. I look forward to meeting Charlie. I really haven't heard the stuff before, so he's going to edify me. We got lots of questions. Where are you from? How'd you get to it? I look forward to speaking with Charlie at 5:30 today.
And obviously, the humor, Charlie, the stand-up Charlie, the Manitowoc Minute Charlie, that's funny stuff. I was privileged to introduce Charlie at a, let's call it a comedy event, a comedy night for charity, and I had to do a little comedic shtick myself. This was like the week before the world shut down for the pandemic. I mean, I was doing COVID jokes, man. I don't know what I was thinking.
Did you get the early COVID jokes out?
I did. I was the first one to go there just a little too early. Didn't age well, some of the jokes I told that night. But we had like matinee, like in the afternoon. And then we had an evening show with a lot of dead time and a lot of bush lights in between.
Nice. Did you spruce up the skit or was it entirely the same?
No. I brought two different stories. No, man, wow. I was writing... You know, I'm watching these actual comedian sort of people, and, you know, they're deep in thought, they're in prep, they got business, not business cards, like 3x5s, laying out their act, you know.
Joke. Put it all together.
Oh, yeah. Should I flow it this way or that way? So I'm watching all these people prepare backstage. I'm like, oh, man, Crudy's got to do a little more here. I got to up my game. So, yeah, I wrote a little separate material. It was actually in Waterloo, Wisconsin, a fine little town, home of Trek Bikes. And originally, Mary Burke, former gubernatorial candidate, and my wife, the lovely Mrs. Crudy, she's a Waterloo girl. But the event was in Waterloo. And the only point of reference I had with Waterloo was a fist fight I had in the Fireman's Park there in 1984 with a kid from my hometown at the time. I lived in Deerfield. We had both gone to Waterloo for the varsity football game, and another guy put us up to it. Me and Ole Olsen fought at the Fireman's Park in Waterloo, and I told that joke from the stage. Joke, you know, just trying to make it a funny story. You know how I try to do. And then someone called Ole, and Ole confirmed that that was true. In my version, I won the fight.
Yeah.
I Ole, you know I won. It was stopped early, first round. It was stopped early. First bloody nose, a little bit of blood. They stopped it. Ole's blood, not mine.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Good to know.
Mercy. Someone threw in the white towel. So anyways, that was my Waterloo story, my Charlie Baron story. And today, we're going to get to know the other side, the interviewer. Charlie Baron does a podcast, the Cripescast. He does something similar to what we do, just bigger guests than we typically have. Although we did have Gilbert Brown yesterday, the Gravedigger.
He's a pretty big guest.
Both of those fine guests of ours are featured today in a column over at the Biz Journal. Rich Kirchen interviewed me earlier today. Thank you, Rich. And I bragged, not as your buddy Crudy, but as your pal, P. Dominic Crudy Esquire. I spoke on behalf of Civic Media in that article. And I welcome Charlie Behrens in the Cripescast, noon across the Civic Media Network on Saturdays, replayed on Sundays. And then Monday morning, as we told you on the show, Gilbert Brown joining Earl Ingram, 8 to 9 a.m. Won't hear it in Madison unless you use the Civic Media app. And then next weekend, after the Cripescast, after the Charlie Behrens, noon to 1, you'll hear the new Gilbert Brown show, Under the Helmet with the Undertaker. With the Gravedigger.
Damn it, again, man. The Gravedigger. Man, you better not tell that to him with face. He's gonna light you up. You thought your fight in the Waterloo was good, man. I don't think the Gravedigger is gonna stand for you calling him the Undertaker.
He and I have luncheon plans tomorrow.
Oh, you guys pitting a buffet?
I suspect. Maybe. I got a little Chinese in the back, so you made some leftovers. Gilbert Brown, hell of a nice guy. A new entree, the Gravedigger Gilbert Brown. My apologies, Gilbert. Mr. Brown, my apologies. But Gilbert joins us live on the airwaves. More specifically, he's going to join Earl on WAUK and WGBW and WISS, our new affiliates in the Fox Valley. Man, kicking ass in the Fox Valley. We've got a former Packer Hall of Famer. And each Monday at 8 to 9, he's going to join Earl on the airwaves Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. And then we'll replay it all across the Civic Media Network each Saturday at 1 to 2. Although I don't think he's getting a replay Sunday. I think, at least in a few markets, we got a polka product to play after Charlie. We're trying here. This is, you know, we're giving people a little less political fare every so often, you know, between the politics. Last night, we gave him a Badger game. We finally got off the schneid, man. Badgers had lost like three straight. Went down to Ohio
State. And then they got a little weak at the end, man. It was a little
they held on. Chucky Hepper made enough free throws to make it all okay for Crudy, you know, because I'm a homer, Dom.
I see that. My Bucks pulled up by one point as well. It was a good sports day yesterday.
It was. They were down big, man. Giannis, what do you have, 54? He had 55 the one night all year I was at a Bucks game. 55.
You know, that team is never out of it. I don't care if they're down by 20 or 30. You know, they're never out of it.
Very exciting. Apparently, you could be talking about Ohio State based on how they played the end of the game last night. Dom, more hometown news. Well, home state. President Joe Biden coming next week to the great state of Wisconsin. This news just dropped. I had heard it literally, and I had a bird tell me, hey, Joe Biden might be coming. And like 30 seconds later, the paper drops, the Journal Sentinel drops, Joe Biden coming to Wisconsin. Now, my understanding, Dom, we don't know where.
We don't know, but it will be on Wednesday.
So Wednesday, if Joe Biden speaks live in the great state of Wisconsin, I'll be there. And we'll broadcast it right here on the Civic Media Network. What are you doing Wednesday next, Don?
You know,
got time to go to a Biden rally with me?
We'll see. We'll see. I got lots of things on the calendar. This is Joe did not consult with me prior to coming to Wisconsin.
Joe, could we make it next Friday and then take an early weekend? Could we do that, Joe? You know why I think he's coming to the great state of Wisconsin, Don?
Why?
Enormous jobs report today.
Oh yeah.
Unexpectedly terrific jobs report. And the State of the Union address next Tuesday, baby.
So he's coming to Wisconsin after the State of the Union address.
The next day. The next day. And what's Joe Biden come to do? A, welcome or say hello to all great Wisconsinites. And B, announce that he's running for president again. Joe Biden's going to announce his presidential plans in Wisconsin the morning after the State of the Union.
Says Crudy.
Well, that or he's going to announce between now and next Tuesday. It's Friday, dude. If Biden's running, which he is, Ron Klain, his outgoing chief of staff, effectively said Biden's running. So if we know he's running, the question is, when does he make the announcement? And if you're the incumbent president, typically you do so in tandem with the State of the Union address. So unless he drops that bomb on Monday afternoon, maybe I'm wrong, but far more likely you're going to hear it live right here on the Civic Media Network next Wednesday when Joe Biden comes to the Badger State and announces his reelective campaign for president 2024. You heard it on the Devil's Advocates first. Don't tell me you heard it on Devil Radio. They'll say, what's that? Right. That's that station that used to exist.
No, they see now, you got to just switch your thought process here. It is now the Twitter handle. It has always been the Twitter handle. It is now just the Twitter handle. Still Devil Radio, baby. When we're on it, well, no matter where we are, it's Devil Radio because that is our Twitter handle.
You can whisper sweet nothings to our girl Alexa. Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Alexa, play Devil Radio. But nobody tell the Civic Media team. That's our back door. That's between you and I and the audience, Don. Don't freaking tell anyone. If you let the cat out of the bag, they're going to close the back door, and you're going to have to find us on TuneIn or wherever else people find us.
Your secret is safe with me, Mike.
Well, good. Don't tell anyone, Don. Come back. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Actually, I take that back. Tell everyone you know. Greatest radio show ever. Right here, we air the Friday grievances. I'm not even pissed. Even though we're killing the Devil Radio brand, and Dom, you and I both know that kind of is me, right? We're killing me on the air about 5:50. Stick around for that. I'm sure it will be quite light.
So, Peter, what's happening?
The American Dream.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've already got some updates from the White House on Joe Biden's impending visit to the great state of Wisconsin. Now we got a where.
Ooh, where?
Madison, baby.
I called it, baby. I told you.
Madison area. You know, they try not to be specific. Hell,
sure.
Could be Middleton. Could be Verona. Could be Wanakee. Could be anywhere around here. But here's the latest.
The Atomic Koi in Fitchburg.
Meet you there, Joe. Actually, I don't believe Joe Biden drinks. You know, they did the beer summit. Remember early in the presidency?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And Obama had a beer with the cop that...
And the professor that had
The TIFF. And Joe Biden was there. But my understanding is Joe Biden does not drink. President Joe Biden will visit the Madison area on Wednesday. What do you do with all your free time, Joe? To tout his economic agenda, the White House announced Friday. Few details about the visit were immediately available, but the White House said he will visit Wisconsin to discuss how his economic plan is creating good-paying union jobs and delivering real results for the American people. Biden's visit will come one day after he's set to deliver the State of the Union address in the nation's capital. Did I mention Civic Media will play out next Tuesday night beginning at 8 o'clock Central Time? The State of the Union address. And we got some friend of ours, Dom, that are making a trip, making it special coverage right here on Civic Media. Joe Zepecki's part of the cavalcade. Our buddy Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Directs, right, part of the cavalcade. Todd Alba is part of the cavalcade. I know that Terry Bell, the news director of Civic Media, he will anchor our coverage. But we will have immediately after the State of the Union address right here on Civic Media. Check your local listings, but it'll be at 8 o'clock Central Time next Tuesday. We'll have live post-speech coverage. You know, our pundits, our fine staff of hosts, they'll tell you what Joe just said, and then Joe's getting on Air Force One Wednesday and coming to my backyard, Dom, to the Madison area. At least that's what's being reported. I believe it. Now, Dom, we saw Joe Biden, what, Labor Day? Were you not there? Did you not go with me?
No, yes, I recall. Yes, Labor Day, Summerfest grounds, a Labor Fest.
He did. Joe was also set to visit Tampa, Florida on Thursday to talk about Social Security, Medicare, and health costs. But he's coming to Madison, my liberal hometown, Dom.
Yeah, man.
Blue upon blue helped to carry the state of Wisconsin for Joe Biden. The overvotes just amongst the devil's advocates audience carried him to victory here in the great state of Wisconsin. And numerically, look it up. That's true.
Well, and he's got some things to talk about. He's got a little bragging to do, and Madison's a good spot to do it. Madison's been one of the key drivers of growth in this state, along with Milwaukee, and politically very, very important, obviously. So thanks, Joe. That's cool. But here's what he's bragging about, Crudy the Hill reporting. The U.S. economy added 517,000 jobs in January, more than doubling Wall Street expectations and turning up its nose at prognosticators of imminent recession.
That means you, CJ.
The unemployment rate dropped to 3.4%, the lowest level since 1969.
Dom, I'm getting old, but I wasn't alive in 1969.
Analysts were expecting it to move in the opposite direction, ticking up to 3.6%, but instead, Crudy, down to 3.4. The monthly jobs gain, and this is some crazy numbers here, the monthly jobs gain of 517,000 tops the average monthly gain of 401,000 for 2022. I mean, I guess I know we were gaining and things were happening, but I didn't know we were doing 400,000 jobs a month in 2022, a year that already has strong job growth as the economy continued to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. Further revisions by the Labor Department show the economy added 500,000 more jobs in 2022 than previously recorded.
Dom, I don't like to do math on the radio, but if you created 500,000 additional jobs relative to the 5 million jobs, that is an upward revision of about 10%.
Right. And Kurt, here's the main numbers. 12 million jobs added in the U.S. in the past 24 months, with 5 million of those in the past 12 months. Yes, so this is still mostly pandemic recession recovery, but it's an extremely rapid pace of growth, even for recovery, University of Central Arkansas economist Jeremy Hordepaul said. And then some takeaways here, Crudy. We can perhaps get into that. But those are amazing numbers. I mean, Joe Biden tweeted out today, most jobs ever created in 2 years, and more than any president has done in four.
Well, I'll go here, Dom. I can tell you one of the takeaways. Nobody was expecting this. January's jobs numbers caught analysts by surprise. Today's report is an echo of 2022's surprisingly resilient job market, beating back recession fears. The Fed has a New Year's resolution to cool down the labor market. And so far, the labor market is pushing back, according to Daniel Sow, an analyst and employment company. Glassdoor wrote in an analysis. Stop interchanging those words. You're confusing Crudy.
Right.
The positive statistics on jobs are being reflected in the personal stories of many workers and job seekers who are expressing an increased freedom to change their working situations. You don't need to hear about each person's quote. But of course, this great jobs number, Dom. What about the inflation? It's going to drive more inflation. Gas is going to $20 a gallon. And
well, yeah, you hear all the hearings that the House GOP megas are having on inflation and gas. Oh, wait, that's right. They're not.
Dom, lowest unemployment rate since 1969. Lowest unemployment rate of my lifetime. Thank you, Joe Biden. And I'd like to make some time for you next Wednesday on the greatest radio show ever. So when you're in the Madison area, come on down to the Solidarity Realty Studios. It won't be called Devil Radio anymore. You're safe, Joe. What will it be called?
What will it be called?
Well, that's a secret.
Oh, what are you talking about? We're going to wait till Monday now?
Something like that.
Ah.
Something like that. Come back with us. Air your grievances right here. 844-967-2789. The very last day for Devil Radio. And I'm feeling, surprisingly, good about the whole experience.
There are many, many jobs for many, many people.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friday, we made it to the weekend, Dom. Damn near here, anyways. We still got a fine show to put on for you fine people. And around here on Fridays, we air the grievances. You can air yours, 844-967-2789. I hope that tradition will continue, Dom, despite the death of Devil Radio. It dies today, about 5:50. Stick around for that. Should be fun. Also, Dom, I don't know if you just heard the national news report, but Paul Ryan's claiming to be a never-Trumper.
He has some reporting in the Journal Sentinel today as well.
And the troubling part, the Paul Ryan troubling part, is he's just absolutely wrong in this regard. I mean, he's often wrong. But he acts like, oh, this Trump guy, he's so transparently bad for the party. No one will vote for him. And I'm like, you don't know your party, Paul. You got out at a good time. You went off to K Street and Fox Business or Fox News, whatever. He serves on the, board of directors, cashing big checks for doing not a hell of a lot. But Paul Ryan, you are absolutely wrong. You don't know your base. They have embraced the Cheeto Messiah. And Donald Trump, I truly believe he's in for a long, grueling campaign. And I think the greatest gift that Donald Trump still has to give this country, and singular, before he's indicted and makes my day, the destruction of Ron DeSantis as a political candidate. Because without Donald Trump, I think that Ron DeSantis would be a real danger to this country. I mean, there's an opinion article out there right now analogizing Ron DeSantis as Mussolini.
Well, pennies are like elbows, man. So, you know, you got to consider the source. And I don't see it. I don't believe it. Ron DeSantis?
Really? I do. I believe every, no, if he man. Could, he would. I mean, the guy's got his own election police, dude. Yeah, Ron DeSantis
could,
is every
would,
bit the fascist.
He can't, so he won't. I get it, man. I don't.
Unless
I don't,
he gets elected.
They have a lot of these Republicans, these megas. I mean, this fascist streak, oh, man, it is deep within the mega community for sure. No doubt about it. I mean, they're not down with peaceful transfer of power. They're not down with, you know, supporting this fledgling democracy, this experiment. Right, they're not down with that because they will do everything they can, as evidenced by Republicans and megas here in the state of Wisconsin, everything they can to hold on to that power, regardless of what happens. So, no, I don't doubt it. If they thought they could shoot people in the streets and get away with it, perhaps they would. But that's what you're talking about. When you say Mussolini, that's the kind of stuff you're talking about, and I don't see that. And Mussolini ended up not too great himself, strung upside down, murdered by the crowd. And you can Google the details.
Well, I'm a little disappointed at your shortage of imagination. Read a little more about your boy Ron DeSantis. He's every bit a wannabe fascist. He's enacting fascist policies. He's following the playbook of Mussolini. And if you talk about killing people, no, he hasn't ordered anyone shot in the streets yet. But he hasn't been elected president yet. And I think that Trump's final, you know, final golden sort of orangey bullet will be the one that kills Ron DeSantis. And that will be the only purpose he serves this country is to save us from that wannabe fascist.
Lawrence Andrew at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Paul Ryan says he would not back Trump if ex-president is GOP's 2024 nominee. In the article, when asked how Republicans will move past Trump, Ryan responded as such. I think people will move past him because we want to win. The evidence is inescapable that we just lose elections with Trump. And I think even diehard Trump supporters know this.
No! They think it's rigged. They think it's stolen. They don't believe they lost the last election. So why would they learn that lesson, Paul Ryan? I mean, what lesson do you think they've learned? Here's what Paul Ryan also said. Let me quote. Put one back to you from the former speaker. There are too many people like me in the Republican Party who would not support him if he were the nominee. And that is why I don't think he'll be the nominee. Because the Paul Ryan Republicans wouldn't support him? Were he a nominee? Well, Paul Ryan, if you had any courage, if you had any backbone, you wouldn't have merged your agenda with him when you were speaker.
Right.
And you wouldn't call yourself a Republican if it still embraced the Cheeto Mussolini. And the next one that wants to be, which is Ron DeSantis, current governor of Florida. Lots of people stacking up on the phones now, but get one more tit for tat if you want it.
No, that's good. Let's get to the phones.
844-967-2789. Our conservative love muffin, Gary from Sussex. How you been, Gary?
Hey, Gary.
Good. I got Dom. Okay. Now, when he says he would not support him if he was a nominee, okay, so if he was one of the nominees, I can see that he would not support him. But the fact is, if he is the nominee, of course he's going to support him.
He will.
He's not going to vote for Kamala Harris, you know, and the way I look
he's literally saying that if Trump is the GOP's 2024 nominee, he will not support him.
And Gary's saying he's lying.
Well, okay.
Well, the thing is this, he's not going to support Kamala Harris, you know.
Gary, let me ask you.
Sleepy Joe is going to be taking a nap during this whole time. What?
Setting aside Sleepy Joe and Kamala, just for a minute, let's talk about your team. Yeah. If Donald Trump is legitimately running, and he has declared his candidacy, and he's starting to go out on the stump, so let's assume he's a real candidate, how do you think Ron DeSantis will do next to that man on the debate stage? And I would point at the example of Scott Walker, perhaps. I mean, all Ron DeSantis is a semi-fascistic, Harvard-educated Scotty Wanker. Gary, do you think Scott Walker, or by extension Ron DeSantis, will stand up when they're facing the music from Donald Trump? And I mean, we could see that in a debate in Milwaukee this summer, Gary. They're coming here first, probably.
Well, first of all, my opinion is I hope that Donald Trump really changes his mind and doesn't run. And the only reason I like Donald Trump, and I think he did well as president, but the Democrats hate him so bad that four more years of just tying his hands up again, it's like ridiculous. So as far as I'm concerned, I like him, but I think the Democrats are going to cause too many problems.
Gary,
if he gets in.
Let me ask you the news of the day, Gary, the jobs report, 500,000+ jobs this month, you know, 12,000 over. I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing recovery right now, Gary. The unemployment when Joe Biden took over from your guy, Donald Trump, it was at 6.3%. Back when Joe got elected and took office. Now it's 3.4%. What are your thoughts on the Biden economic policy?
Lowest unemployment rate of my lifetime, Gary.
Wait. You're skewing the numbers here. First of all, when Donald Trump was president of the United States, prior to the pandemic, which everybody lost their jobs, unemployment was way down. So well, then, of course, yeah, when
Gavin but it wasn't at 3.4%.
It literally is lower now than it has been since 1969. That includes the Trump administration.
No.
And you cannot just bypass the pandemic. I mean, Trump dealt with the pandemic as he chose to deal with it and probably caused a million extra deaths because he did not, you know, advocate yada, yada, yada for masking, whatever. He told the reporters that he's now suing what he really thought and told the people something else. So Trump's got to own that, man. At the end of the day, Gary, it was 6.3% under Trump. It's 3.4% under Biden.
Joe Biden did that, Gary.
But are you guys better off today?
Yes.
Or were you better off when Trump? No, the first couple of years, no, I'm not. I lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now it is
where, Gary? Were you at the racetrack, man? Where are you losing this money?
I'm paying $5.95 for eggs.
I bought them for $2.99 free range at the grocery store the other night.
Come on, man. How many eggs you eating, Gary?
Did you check the date on the expiration date? You probably got them.
Like, they're the good ones.
Out of expiration.
Man, going to Willie Street for your eggs. I like the place, but they got the pricey eggs, Gary. Gary, it's not about egg prices, is it really? I mean.
No, inflation is terrible right now. And, and the thing is, granted, with the Russians coming into Ukraine, which is a real problem. But I think under Donald Trump, I don't think the Russians would have invaded.
God, come on.
I really don't.
Gary, based on what do you say that, Gary? I mean, come on, man. I don't think he would have done that. I think Paul Ryan's lying. Okay, everyone's got an opinion, man, but I don't know how what you backed that up with any sort of factual evidence. What we saw from Donald Trump at Helsinki was him kissing Putin's ass. That's what we saw.
If there's any
power dynamic, Gary, it's Putin influencing Trump.
Gary, well,
thanks for the call.
Still love you, man. Can't wait to have fish fry again some Friday night, but not tonight. Killing off Devil Radio later today, but your calls, your Friday grievances, they could be next at 844-967-2789. Going to our girl, Jeannie from Eau Claire, one of our favorites. How you doing, Jeannie?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. Well, I would respond to that, but I'll let you guys do it. I was wondering if I can make a suggestion about could we please retire the name of Devil Radio.
Nope, it's dead.
Killing it off.
It's got to die.
The reason being is to honor this historical movement in the state of Wisconsin, you know, orchestrated, ran, promoted by you guys. I mean, this is a beautiful thing that you've done, and it should be honored in history. If you retire the name, you know, it's there, and you can have retirement by it, because you guys did a beautiful thing for our state, and it should be honored instead of killed or smashed out or rung in the ringer. Please, guys. I mean, a lot of us really love you and really respect what you've done, and it is historical. So thank you guys for all you do. I just wanted to make that suggestion today.
Well, Jeannie, at Devil Radio, we'll live on through our Twitter handle, because that's Dom and I's Twitter handle. He does all the tweeting, but anyways, it's our joint handle, at Devil Radio. And that is, Jeannie, in some twisted way, how we ended up calling it Devil Radio. Because people used to tweet, and when you tweet, you put the at sign. So people would say, I'm going on the Earl Ingram show, at Devil Radio. They would tag us as well, to the point where people just thought the radio station was called at Devil Radio. Can you see the comedy of errors that turned into this fine brand, Jeannie?
Well, you know, at least that's what we know and love is, you know, I mean, we've got that associated in our brain now, you know?
Yep,
I mean,
Jeannie,
you know what I mean? And it's historic.
It is historic.
That's all I got to say, guys.
I got some collector's items. I'll give them away, some historic stuff. But Jeannie, here's our secret. It will live on forever as a backdoor to Alexa. And here's what I mean. If you want to listen to us and you're sitting around cooking dinner at the house, hell, at the workplace, you know, between 4 and 6, just tell Alexa, Alexa, enable Devil Radio, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Just nobody tell Sage that I keep backdooring around the civic media to the Devil Radio, because we're going to hide that little backdoor forever, Dom. just in case people, you know, like it that way. Just in case.
Just in case.
844-967-2789. And the new brand, whatever that might be, they can get their own Alexa skill, Dom. That's somebody else's problem. That ain't Crudy's problem. We're keeping our skill just between you and I and Jeannie and the fence post. And you can share right here your grievances. It's Friday. We're airing them right here on the airwaves all across the Civic Media Network, all across the great state of Wisconsin, right here on Devil Radio for one more hour and one more segment. Then, Jeannie, I'm sad to tell you, we're killing this son of a gun. Devil Radio is dead by 6 o'clock tonight. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. I might step all over that brand a little bit between here and now.
Come on.
I haven't even started drinking yet, although I intend to a little bit later. And we got a fine guest coming up in the happy hour. Charlie Behrens, Wisconsin Zone. No one is more Wisconsin than Charlie Behrens. And I'd like to think yours truly. Come back. More of us. A couple of homeboys from the great state of Wisconsin. Killing Devil Radio as only we can. And taking your calls all the way till 6 o'clock. All right. Gonna suck it to me
now. From here on in, you can consider my ass retired.
No. Bring out your dad!
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Going back to the phones at 844-967-2789. Andrew from Motown, you are up. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got for us?
Hey, Andrew. How you doing?
Happy Friday, Devils.
Thank you.
Deepest sympathy to Devil Radio. But I can't wait for the birth of whatever the new brand is.
Guys, you're going to have to, though, because I'm not telling you.
That's what I'm going to wait. I've been listening to Devil Radio since I don't know when. I was there, I think, close to the beginning. I was there when you went through that contract, whatever. I was there when you returned. I'm an occasional caller to Devil's Advocate. I'm a frequent caller to Matt Flynn. In fact, my voice can be heard in his new advertisement, welcoming him back in the afternoons. I'm a size large, and I would love to have any kind of flag.
Here's the problem, though. Andrew,
I would also like swag from the new brand so I can advertise over here in Detroit for you so we can finally have Civic Media in Detroit.
Andrew, I love the plan in all regards except one. I know you live in a legal marijuana state, and we live in a prohibition 1849 stuck in the past marijuana policy state.
Come on over here. I have a bunch.
Well, I'm saying you gotta bring some over here, man. Trying to run a radio network, man. I will make fair trade at the state line. We gotta be down by like Illinois or something. So we're in a legal place, and I can talk about it on the radio.
Get my information. We'll figure it out.
Andrew, I'll see you on the highways, man. 844-967-2789. Stephen Cullen from Green Bay. Hopefully you're listening on WGBW 97.9 FM or 1590 AM. How you doing, Steven?
Hey, Steven.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing today? Good.
Excellent, sir.
So I have been on the lines waiting to talk to you, and I've gotten probably more comedy in the last 20 minutes just hearing, you know, between Paul Ryan and then the conservative guy calling in and being like, well, you know, Russia, because, you know, that sounds good and stuff.
You know, we went out to dinner once with that dude, that Gary from Sussex, and he's a decent cat, but he wouldn't buy us drinks. He would buy our fish, but he wouldn't serve us wine. Jesus would have given us wine.
I'm just waiting for Trump to come out in 2024 and just tell us what he's going to give us that's bigger than the job numbers. That's just what I'm waiting for. Because, you know, he's always got to, you know, outdo, you know, the competition.
He's going to tell us where Jimmy Hoffa's buried. He's gonna.
Trump's a one-upper, Stephen. He'll say anything, right? He'll totally try to one-up Biden on these. But these are great. I mean, realistically, Stephen, these are unexpected. These are good. I mean, you know, wages are slowing a little bit. I mean, in a sense, they have gone up. We like that. But they go up too much, then, you know, the Fed gets scared, and then they start, having to alter the economy or affect the economy by increasing interest rates, which ultimately, you know, gets people fired. But, you know, that's the tools that they have. But these are better times than they were under the last administration in every sense, in my opinion, Stephen.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the analogy I use is the Trump administration was burning the country down, literally. And Joe Biden's the fire department that's putting out all the fires one fire at a time. And believe me, he had plenty to put out. So, you know, the Republicans are going to sit back and they're going to say what they say. They're really good at talking, especially when their party isn't in the White House. But then they become very ignorant when their party is in the White House. It's kind of funny how their brain can just flip back and forth like that. But, yeah.
Cognitive dissonance. It's a wonderful thing. 844-967-2789. Yes.
Well, it's kind of the Democratic playbook, man. I mean, how many Republicans come in? Think about the last several Republican presidents.
Throw it in the ditch.
They drive it to the ditch.
I think about W and Lehman Brothers, and what they say about Obama. They were shaking a fist because he didn't back it out of the ditch quick enough.
Exactly, and the tan suit. Right, but this is the Republican president. You know, some economic calamity, some terrible tax policies, and a recession. And then the Dem comes in, clean it up, does better, wins, maybe loses. Republican comes in, craps the whole economy again. That is the Republican plan. That is what they do. They are historically known for that, just like the Dems are historically known for cleaning up their messes.
Trickle down economics. Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? 844-967-2789. Taking more of your Friday grievances. The good news, Joe Biden coming to Wisconsin next week, Wednesday, the day after the State of the Union address. My prediction is he will announce his candidacy for the presidency, re-election campaign, and hopefully an appearance on the Devil's Advocates coming around Madison. Better come around here, Joe. 844-967-2789. John from Joliet. John, couple of thoughts. I hate some Illinois Nazis. And some Florida fascists, but I like you, John. Welcome.
Hey, John.
Thank you. Yeah, happy Friday. Hey, my thoughts about DeSantis. I can't wait to see Trump debate him.
Yes.
Because I don't think he's never been challenged because he's had his little fiefdom down there. No one's. Who did he run against last time? I mean,
what,
80 years old?
Trump yesterday.
So he's not a debater.
John, yesterday in an interview with Hugh Hewitt, Trump said of DeSantis, he came to him crying, seeking his endorsement when he was a congressman. DeSantis effectively got picked up by Trump's endorsement from the Congress to, I guess the State House and perhaps the White House. John, I'm looking forward to that debate as well. Could be in our backyard in Milwaukee this summer.
Yeah, look what Trump did to little Marco and Ted Cruz. I think Ted Cruz is still trying to find his testicles.
Scott Walker never had any, and he also looked quite bad in comparison.
I mean, Ted Cruz, he's a beaten man. Look at him. Trump made fun of his wife.
What else is Trump going to do, though? He has no more rabbits in his sleeve. And look how Biden handled him. Shut up, man. You know, that's how you handle a guy like Trump. Biden lit his ass up. He did very poorly in the debates against Biden. And I think there's some lessons to be learned there.
Well, good luck with that, Ron DeSantis. Socially awkward Ron DeSantis. I mean, the guy's like a gym bro. He's all like kind of shouldered up muscle. Yeah.
Muscle?
That's what I've heard.
I don't think so, but he did sport those white boots just gorgeously.
I'm pretty sure Trump took him furniture shopping, Dom. And he's going to eviscerate DeSantis' semi-fascist ass on the debate stage, probably in Milwaukee, about August of this year. Looking forward to that. We'll carry it right here live, and then we'll cover it as only the devils can, but we won't call it devil radio then. Come back, more of your Friday grievances. We'll ring them up, 844-96-PARTY.
As I rained upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
It was supposed to trickle down.